Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a sub-pressure jungle break roll in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the advanced way, not just as a loop, but as a real arrangement passage that feels glued, tense, and ready to launch into a drop. The whole point here is pressure with control. We want the break to move, the sub to stay huge, and the two of them to feel like one system. That's the secret in darker drum and bass. You're not just stacking sounds, you're shaping energy. So first, think in arrangement, not just pattern. Open arrangement view and set up three lanes, one for sub, one for the break roll, and one for drum FX and transitions. Drop in locators every 8 bars so you can work in proper DNB phrasing. Intro, build, drop, switch, turnaround. That's the mindset. Start with a 16-bar section at around 170 to 174 BPM. If you want, load in a reference track on another audio lane and keep it low in the mix. Not to copy the sound, but to remind your ear how quickly the energy should rise and fall. In this style, the arrangement is everything. The listener should feel the pressure curve building before the drop even lands. Now let's build the sub. Keep it simple and disciplined. Use something like wave-eatable, operator, or analog for a clean sine or sine-like tone. If the sub needs a little more translation on smaller systems, add a touch of saturator after the synth. Just a little. We're talking subtle harmonic weight, not audible distortion. For the sub track, keep it mono. Use utility and set the width to zero if needed. Keep the notes long or spaced out, and don't overcomplicate the rhythm. A strong jungle roll often works because the bass answers the drums instead of fighting them. Give the sub a two-bar idea, then repeat it with small variations in note length. That tiny change can make a huge difference in how alive the phrase feels. Also, sidechain the sub lightly to the kick. Fast attack, groove aware release, and only a small amount of gain reduction, maybe 1 to 3 dB. This is not about obvious pumping. It's about giving the kick and sub enough breathing room so the low end stays clean and glued. Next, bring in the break. Pick a break with strong ghost note movement, something jungle friendly with real swing and crack. Amen style material works great, but any break with good internal rhythm can work if you edit it properly. Don't just loop the whole thing and call it done. That's the beginner move. We want to chop it into phrase regions, main hits, ghost sections, and fill sections. In Ableton Live 12, you can slice it to a new MIDI track if you want to perform it more musically, or just cut the audio manually if you want tighter control. Either way, the key is micro-variation. Small edits every 1 to 2 bars are what keep a roll feeling alive. If the break never changes, the ear gets used to it fast. But if a hat shifts, a snare pickup appears, or a ghost note gets nudged forward, the whole thing starts to breathe. Clean up the break with EQ 8. High pass somewhere around 25 to 35 Hz to remove useless rumble. If it sounds boxy, dip a little around 250 to 500 Hz. If the hats need more bite, add a gentle boost around 3 to 7 kHz. Then try drum bus with a modest amount of drive and a little transient enhancement. Keep the boom low or off if the sub is already carrying the weight. In this style, the break needs definition, not extra mud. Now for the glue part. Group the sub and the break into one bus, something like low-end engine. That's where the magic starts. Put glue compressor on the group, then EQ 8 after it. Set the glue compressor for control, not destruction. Ratio around 2 to 1 or 4 to 1. Attack somewhere in the 10 to 30 millisecond range so you keep the punch. Release on auto or a short timed release if you want it to breathe with the groove. You're aiming for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loudest parts. That slight compression is what makes the break and sub feel physically connected. If you want extra density, add a little saturator before the glue compressor. That way the compressor helps lock the harmonics together. This is a really nice move in darker DNB because it gives you perceived loudness and cohesion without needing to smash the master later. Now let's shape the roll itself. Think in 2-bar and 4-bar phrases. The strongest jungle rolls usually evolve instead of just getting louder. For the first 4 bars, keep it relatively sparse. Let the groove establish itself. Then in bars 5 to 8, introduce more ghost hats, maybe one extra snare pickup, and a small fill. In bars 9 to 12, increase the velocity variation and maybe add a tiny stutter or reverse chop. Then in bars 13 to 16, open things up with more filter movement, a brief dropout, and a final fill into the next section. That phrasing matters. It gives the listener a sense of escalation. You're not just changing the pattern, you're telling a story with energy. On the subline, use note length and velocity variation to keep it human. Don't let every note hit the same way. If the break is busy, make the sub simpler. If the sub gets syncopated, simplify the drum line for a bar. The best sections usually let one element lead at a time. That's a really important coach note. If everything is talking, nothing is saying anything clearly. Now automate tension. Put auto filter on the break group and automate a slow opening over the last 8 bars. Start darker, maybe with a low pass that keeps the top end tucked in. Then gradually open it up as you approach the drop. Don't overdo the resonance unless you want a more characterful sweep. The goal is pressure, not a giant whoosh. And a reverb return for short throws. Hybrid reverb or regular reverb both work. Keep the decay short, maybe around 0.4 to 1.2 seconds, and use a little pre-delay so the hits stay clear. High cut the return so the top end doesn't get messy. A reverb throw on a snare at the end of a phrase can make the section feel way bigger without washing out the groove. You can also automate transient energy. If you're using drum buffs on the break, a small transient boost in the last 4 bars can add real lift. Or automate the utility gain slightly down and back up to create contrast. These tiny moves matter. In dark DNB, a single beat of negative space can feel heavier than another layer of sound. That brings us to one of the biggest advanced tricks. Use space as part of the rhythm. A missing kick, a shortened subnote, or a one-hit dropout can make the next impact feel massive. Don't be afraid to pull elements away for a second. Sometimes the hardest moment in the whole section is the quietest one right before the return. If you have a mid-bass or Reese layer, keep it separate from the sub and treat it like a response voice. High pass it above the sub range, usually somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz, and keep the width under control. The mid-bass should support the groove, not drown it. A great dark roller move is to let the bass bloom after a snare cluster, almost like the drums are triggering the bass emotion. For transitions, use one or two tools at the end of every 4 or 8 bars. Reverse cymbals work. Impacts work. Snare reverb tails work. A one-bar drum dropout works really well if you want the next hit to slam harder. You can even resample a slice of your break and reuse it as an impact or pickup. That keeps the track identity unified. And here's a smart arrangement move. Duplicate a 4-bar phrase, then strip the duplicate down by 10 to 20%. Remove one hat. Shorten one subnote. Mute one ghost kick. Don't just pile more and more on top. Often, simplifying the second pass makes it feel bigger than the first. If you want to go even further, resample 4 bars of the low-end engine once you like the balance. Bounce the break and sub together, then chop the resample and see if it feels tighter than the original loop. Very often, it does. That's because you've printed the blue into the audio itself. In heavy DNB, that can sound amazing. A few common mistakes to watch for. Don't overlayer the break until the groove dies. Don't let the sub smear under kick-heavy edits. Don't make the roll too bright. Don't spread the bass too wide. And don't crush the life out of the drums with too much compression. If the section feels flat, the fix is usually phrasing, space, or automation, not more processing. A great way to check yourself is to listen quietly. If the roll still reads at low volume, it's probably arranged well. Also check it in mono early. Dark DNB systems reward a solid mono translation. If it still hits in mono, you're in the zone. Here's a quick practice challenge. Build a 16-bar sub-pressure break roll using one break and one sub-patch. Chop the break into at least 3 regions. Write only 4 to 6 sub-notes across 8 bars. Glue the bus together with only 1 to 3 dB of compression. Automate the filter opening over the last 8 bars. Add one fill, one dropout, and one re-entry. Then resample 4 bars and compare it to the original. If the resample feels tighter and more finished, you're doing it right. So the big takeaway is this. In advanced DNB arrangement, the strongest jungle roll is about clarity, contrast, and controlled pressure. Keep the sub disciplined. Keep the break evolving. Glue them together so they feel like one instrument. And shape the energy in phrases, not just loops. That's how you make a sub-pressure jungle break roll in Ableton Live 12 that feels heavy, intentional, and absolutely ready for the drop.